Hello?
Burton?
Yes?
Hello. Hi, this is Lena with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Okay, I just wanted to know if you already got the loan or you're still thinking about it.
No, we're still looking for it. I thought we were going to try to settle it up last Friday, but then you guys had some problems.
Yeah, yes. So what I have for you now is $250,000, but that's going to be the third position. We're not paying off any of your existing loans because, see, any working capital loan to pay it off, it needs to be at about 50% of the loan you took. You have to pay back 50%. That's the rule for working capital loans.
Okay. So what is it that you want me to do?
I'm sorry?
What is it you want me to do? You have to take off both business backer and
No. You can get $250,000 without doing anything to that two loans. You will keep on paying your two loans. You do not pay them off. You can just get up to $250,000 from us if you need.
Okay, that would be great.
Yeah, the only thing is that loan is the short term. It's 8.5 months.
No, that's not going to work.
Because it's the third position.
Yeah, that's not going to work. The whole idea is to try to pay off Can Capital, you know, with their two loans, and you said the interest rate would be better. And
I was hoping that we can pay them off, but unfortunately, the balance is too high on them, and our credit department cannot pay them off. They only can get you the short-term third position for now until you'll pay off those and up to 50%.
Now you're talking about the other contract with business backer too.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, combined balance is too high. You have to be, in order to pay them off, you need to be qualified for double the amount you owe to them, and you are not qualified because the balance is too high. When you will pay this balance off more, then
now you're talking about. Are you talking about the balance of both a business backer and the two term loans?
Right.
So
because to give you the first position,
but you're telling me that. Okay, that we have to pay off the $200 to business backer, and we got to pay off the $150 or $60 to Can.
Okay, right now you have $150 and $195, right?
Correct.
Okay, so you have like $345,000 in existing loan. Liability.
Now you're telling me,
right?
I have to bring that down to $125,000?
No, you have to bring it down to about $250,000.
But
if
you
if
said
you
that
would
I have to have that I have to have double of what.
Yeah, you have to be qualified for double amount. Or even less than $250,000. See, right now it's $345,000 and they approved you for $350,000. That's what you can be approved for. Okay? It's $565,000. So let's say $560,000. And
what's
so
the cost
you need
of capital?
I'm sorry?
What's the cost of capital?
Okay, because it's the third position, so it's a pretty risky position. The cost of capital would be 39 cents on a dollar, but that's
yeah,
on the third position.
Yeah, there's nothing there for us, and I'm still not exactly sure what you're asking. I mean, if you're asking to get rid of canned capital, I don't have a problem. But at 39 points, that doesn't, and especially
no,
for what,
it's
10%?
39 points. 39 points is only because it's the third position. If it would
well,
be,
if you're
you
in the
need to be
position?
Okay. You need to be at about 280 to 290,000 on both loans to be qualified for the first position. When you will be at combined balance about 280, then you would be qualified.
Okay, and we're qualified for what at that point, ma'am?
At that point, you would be qualified for a first position loan to pay them off to get the first position up to 3 years.
Well, then why don't we look for that?
Okay, but for that, you have to wait until you will pay this down, your existing loans.
Yeah, but if we only owe 340 or 50,000, we're only talking about $70,000.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So you don't need to buy anything right now. So you actually not need funds right away.
Well, not at 39 points. I'd probably rather I guess I'd probably rather not do that.
Yeah, it all depends on what you can make on those money. It's always.
Well, you can't make that much, man. You know, we sell dog food for a living. You know, our margin's about 40%. You're talking about taking all the margin for 10 months.
250,000, it's 10 months.
That's what you said it would be, wouldn't it?
No, but we are not, you're not paying every month 40%. You're paying it for the duration of the loan.
If I'm using 250,000, let's say.
Uh-huh. How fast are you getting your money back?
0.39. That means that I'm paying you $97,000 over what, 7 months you said it was?
8.5.
Well, same thing. That means I'm paying you $100,000 over 8 months.
Just a second. Let me see. You are paying back $347,500.
That comes out to about $97,500
over 8 months. But again, it all depends on what you're making on it.
Well, we don't make that much on dog food. You know, you make, it would take all of our profit for this, you know, during that period of time.
$97,500, it's all your profit for 9 months.
Well, maybe not all of it. It's probably about.
Yeah, because, see, you would make
worth.
It. You would make a big investment, $250,000. You would buy much more inventory. Again,
yeah, but,
you know your business.
I know my business, and it's not. There would be no money there to pay off all. You know, to pay our other bills if we're going to pay you $100,000.
I see.
Months.
Again, you're approved for $250,000. If you need less than that, you're welcome to take less than that. It's all up to you. You don't have to take all $250,000.
I understand. But 40 points is 40 points. Or
39
points
yeah.
is 39 points. I mean, that comes out to right. almost 100% return on your money.
You understand it's a third position. So it's a.
That's what you keep telling me, man.
Yeah. That's the problem. That it's a third position. That's why it's so expensive.
Yeah, but it's a third position by not much.
What do you mean, not much?
It's $70,000.
No. $70,000, not a third position. We have to wait until you'll pay down the $70,000.
I understand.
Then,
but
Yeah.
If I come
but
up
it's
with
not when you will no when you will pay down 70,000, we will not become the first position. You will still have these two loans, which are first and second position at that time. Right now, if you will take money from us right now, we will still be in third position.
Let's back up a tad. If we pay 70,000 and get to 280, at that point, what do we have?
If we will approve you at that point, first of all, at that point, we have to see again what's going on in the business. But at that point, if your approval is the same as right now, then we can pay off all your loans and give you the rest as the new capital.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So you want to wait until it will be down to 280?
Yeah, I'm not taking any 40% money.
Okay.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense for us to be paying $100,000 for 8 months. That doesn't solve any problems.
And how long will it take for you to pay down like 70,000?
About a month and a half. 2 months?
Monthly. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we can try to do it, in September, by the end of October, right?
But the thing is that there's, no matter what the business does, there's no assurances that you're going to refund it or you're going to fund it.
What do you mean? It's no assurances that we're going to fund it.
I mean,
no, we will need your.
If I stretch what we're paying out, right now, in order to pay down both those loans, because if I pay off one of the capital loans, then I take out about $40,000.
But you cannot pay off the Ken Capital right now. $150,000 paid off completely. You can't, right?
I understand that. However,
yeah,
we pay off the $40,000 to Ken.
Mm-hmm.
And that leaves us with another $30,000 that we have to bring down.
Okay.
At that point, we have $30,000 left, and even if we have $30,000 left, then you still want 40 points or 39 points.
I see. Again, if you will be qualified for double amount of what you are paying now, at that point, it could be different, completely different approval.
Okay.
But
let's just say,
I need to see.
For purposes of discussion, let's say that we meet that. At that point, what is the time frame for payback, and what is the cost of capital going to be?
I cannot tell you for sure what will be the cost of capital. See, I cannot decide for my credit department at that time, just hypothetically. It all depends on your bank statements. That's the most important thing. And we're talking about another 2 months of bank statements. And actually, that's a big difference. Our approvals based mostly on your bank statements. That's the most important information, which we don't have yet for the next month or two.
The thing is that the question that I have is it going to be worthwhile for us to do this? And right now, I don't have any guidelines as to what it's going to cost and what the time frame is going to be. Is it going to be 2 years, 3 years? Is it going to be 8%, 10%, 5%?
Unfortunately, I cannot get the hypothetical approval. See, I cannot get the approval without documents. I cannot go to my credit department and say, what if this will be that, and this will be that, and this will be that. They will not give me that that answer. I need to present the documents, how they look at that time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So if you will still need it, I will be happy to present it, you know, and see what we can get for you.
Yeah. Okay. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is I want to know, I just wanted to know if it's worthwhile for us to do this, you know.
I think it is worthwhile for you to do it because, see, Ken Capital is not giving you more funds right now, right?
I could if I wanted to, but that is not what I wanted to do.
Okay.
I could get another $100,000-$150,000 for 24 points over 18 months. But that's not what I want to do.
Okay, what are you trying?
I want to get out from underneath CAM Capital. But I sure, you know, don't want to go to, you know, to pay off CAM Capital and then pay 39 points because CAM Capital is only charging me 12 per year APR.
Are you sure? They don't have a program like...
Well, you know, you're not the first person to tell me that. And yet I got the contract in my hand. We make one payment per month to them for $3,500 on each one of those contracts. They are term loans.
You're making one payment to Ken Capital of $3,500 a month.
There's two payments. They're $3,500 a month. One's on the 8th, the other one's on the 17th.
Okay.
They are term loans.
You're paying twice a month? At $3,500 twice a month? That's all you pay them for $150,000. And they are loaned for how long?
One's 4 years. The other one is, I think, about a year and a half left.
You have two loans and you make one payment for them?
No, I have two loans. I make two payments, one on the 8th, one on the 17th.
Oh, okay. And can you get the payoff letter from them to see what's left?
I got one. It's about $42,000 on the small one and about $116,000 on the bigger one.
Yeah, they usually don't offer the programs like this. This is very strange. And this is Ken Capital.
We have
are they taking it from... Yeah, I understand you're very good customers. It's just, are they taking it from your credit card proceeds or from your bank account? Just from bank account, right?
No, they take it from the credit card receipts because that's the account that we gave them for an ACH.
Oh. This is the MCA loan. This is completely different. They process your, they have your merchant loan. This is a completely different story. They are not charging you 10%. If you will see what the payoff amount.
I told you
what
the
your
payoff
loan
amount.
You know what's the payoff amount.
Yeah, I just got one. Here, just a minute.
No. When you got the loan, what was the amount of loan and what was the amount of payoff when you signed the contract?
Here. I've got
They probably...
Just a second. I've got the amortization schedule in my folder here. I will get it.
No, not amortization schedule. The original contract, what they gave you and what you obligate to pay them for that. And after that, yes, they are charging 10%
of
your credit card receipt. So you got...
No, that is not the deal. The deal we pay them $3,000. They're $3,300. I got it right here. Okay. CAM Capital Installment Loan Agreement.
Uh-huh.
The interest rate is 12.9%.
No, just tell me what's the amount. Wait, just a second. What's the amount of the loan on the agreement?
$120,000.
Okay. And what you're paying back for it?
$3,198.60 per month on that account.
$3,198?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. Per month? For how many months?
4 years, 48 months.
Okay. Just one second.
And the other one is about the same, except that it's a 2-year deal, not a four. That is not a draw.
They are not taking from your credit card proceeds. They just take from a bank account where you have credit card proceeds.
Well, I'm not
but
sure
this,
what account it is. It doesn't make any difference because money is money, whether it's in that account or another account.
No, that's a difference. That's a different loan. But multiplied, you said it's for 48 months? That
you want me there, just so that I can solve your curiosity.
This is really interesting. I'm sorry.
I'm sending you a top page of the copy. I'm scanning it right now.
Okay. Do you have your business banker contract like that too?
No, that one there is that one they draw once a week on Monday.
Yeah, it doesn't matter for me. I can see it on bank statements. The matter is how much they give you and how much is the payback.
They give us they paid off part of CAN. They didn't touch the term loan. You know, they wanted to be in first position.
Yeah.
And
they are in first position. How?
So it's about $200,000. Maybe a little less by that now.
They gave you $200,000? How much did they give you?
Well, but they paid off CAN Capital.
Yeah, so the whole amount of the loan.
The amount of the loan was about
$217,000.
Mm-hmm. And that's, what we were given was $170,000, give or take, and they paid off CAN Capital.
So you had 3 CAN Capital loans at that time?
No. That CAN
so
Capital
which
loan
CAN
was,
Capital they
that,
which
that
CAN
was
Capital
set
they
up
paid?
Please. That CAN Capital loan that was still not into the Cardinal program was paid off by business backers.
Okay, you had another CAN Capital loan, right? You now have
two.
Well,
you see, CAN Capital had those 3 loans. 2 of them they turned into the Cardinal program. The 3rd one we paid off with business backers so that we could establish a relationship.
Okay, so you had 3. I understand.
And they charged us 25 points.
Okay. Business backer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. After they got the first position. And what program you said you have with CAN Capital?
It's called Cardinal Program.
Cardinal?
Yes.
Never heard that. Okay. 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 Let me find out about this program. I just need to know what exactly is going on. Because, see, the worst thing is to be, you know, when we have a third position. As soon as I can get away from a third position, we can do much better.
I've been trying to explain this to you now for about 15 minutes.
No. I understand that. I still don't see how I can avoid the third position because, see, you got business backers who already paid off everything what could be paid off at this point. Everybody else to do.
You see, you're assuming that you're in third position. Now, I'm not exactly sure how you define that, but right now we have the only thing we have at Can Capital is two Cardinal loans, and they both get paid each. They get paid once a month. One's on the 7th for the one loan. The other one's on the 17th for the other.
Yeah, but they are working capital loans.
No, they're not. Not now.
What do you mean they're not? Why they are not? Because they paid once a month? And business backer.
Are you saying that any loan we have is a working capital loan and therefore it puts you in the second position or third position, whatever you want to call it?
No, not every loan.
What's your email address?
Lena@bankofcardiff.com. Lena, Lena, @bankofcardiff.com. Yeah, but see, business backers you got only recently, right? Like 2 months ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
Got it. There you go.
Okay, let me look at it and talk to my credit department and see what we can.
Now, both loans are just like that. And there is no daily draw from Cardinal.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. There is no daily draw, from Can Capital.
This is a term loan.
The problem is that Can Capital doesn't do the term loans. That's why I need to investigate on that.
Well, but you see, that's what you're saying. You're saying it's not a term loan, but I just sent you the information that says that it is.
Okay. Let me look at this information, show it to my credit department, see what they will say. Because, see, we all work with Can Capital on a daily basis. And I haven't seen, and apparently they haven't seen like that. But when I'll give them the proof, let's see what they will say. Okay, and I'll call you back when I'll hear from them.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.